Are your pipes filled and lighted? This is Pipe Smoking Time, presented by Model Tobacco and starring Pick and Pat.
Doggone my time. Hello there, Pilkus.
Hi, Stuff.
Say, sonny boy, I want to ask you a question.
What is that?
If I give you $1.25 and you went down to the railroad depot station to buy a ticket, where would you be going?
I don't know.
Then what you want to buy the ticket for?
Well, you told me.
Boy, I swear you don't know nothing. How much is a handful of nickels?
Well, about $1.
See there, you ain't got sense enough to have a fit, you ain't. Swear you don't. How long is a piece of string?
Well, about...
See there, you don't know nothing. A stiff piece of water. What is an icicle?
An icicle?
You don't even know that either. How many periods in a bottle of ink?
Well, it'd be about 30.
I see, boy, I swear you don't... How high is up?
Up where?
Way up there.
Up yonder?
How low is down?
Down where?
If you did know all that, what would it get you? In the end?
We now present that model smoker, Edward Roca.
And in answer to many requests, I'm repeating, there's a gold mine in the sky.
There's a gold mine in the sky, always. We will find it, you and I. Clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, gal of mine. Take your time, old mule, I know you're growing late, but you'll pasture in the sun. Set up there and watch the world roll by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away, we will find that long lost gold. Say hello to friends who said goodbye. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away, in the sky.
Our baritone, Edward Roca, returns to the microphone.
And this time, from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, I bring you I Got Plenty of Nothing.
Well,
got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, and I got no mule, and I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. They's afraid somebody is going to rob them while they's out of making more. What for? Now I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They can steal a rug from the floor. That's okay with me, cause the thing that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are all free. Oh, I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, got a heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, I've got my Lord, I've got my soul. I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, I got the moon, I got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty of plenty gotta pray all the day. Oh, seems with a plenty old soul gotta worry how to keep that devil away. Now I ain't a fretting about hell till the time arrives. I never worry long as I'm well. Never want to strive to be good, to be bad. Can't you tell I am sad and alive? Oh, I've got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, I got my song, got a heaven the whole day long. Hallelujah! Got my gal, I got my Lord, I got my song, amen.
Gentlemen, tonight us goes dramarous, and we gets off our chest the greatest melodrama of all time.
I don't want to act in no smellodrama.
I didn't say smellodrama, I said melodrama.
Well, it will time we get through with it.
Well, anyhow, this little play is entitled Be a Gentleman, or Never Hit a Lady with Your Hat On. This play, ladies and gentle people, it calls for two red-blooded he-men. Now, I'm going to be one of them, and...
Here I is.
Yeah, who is?
The other red-blooded he-man. Boy, I got white capsules and red capsules in my body.
Boy, you don't look like a red-blooded he-man to me.
Yeah.
Your lips is purple.
Huh?
Is that a sign that you has blue blood in your veins?
No, that's a sign I got blueberry pie in my belly.
That's all right, dear. You is hired right now. I hire you. Now us gets down to business.
Yeah.
Now, in this year extravaganza, we is about to prevent here...
This here what?
You heard me the first time.
Yeah. I thought you couldn't say it again. Boy, you tear up them big words in smaller chunks for me, will you?
All right, all right. Now, in this mammoth reduction that us is about to resent here, the scene takes place out in the street.
Yeah.
Now, I is standing on the corner waiting for the light to turn green, and you approaches me.
What does I reproach you about?
Not reproach, approach. You is approaching.
I know a man got 10 years for that.
10 years for what?
Approaching. He was catching fish without a license. He was a poacher.
He was not a poacher.
Did you know him, too?
No, I didn't know him, but I know he wasn't no poacher.
Game warden said he was.
He was a poacher, not a poacher.
Oh.
He was poaching the fish.
I thought they only poached eggs. I could use a pair of eggs right
well,
now.
Never mind that. Now let's get down to business.
Yeah.
Now get your mind over the fish, then get it onto the play right now. Come on.
Oh, I wish I was giving the fish a play right now, too.
Now, as I was saying, I am standing out in the street there waiting for the light to turn green.
With envy?
With envy. Not with no envy, no.
All right, then, green without the envy.
In a minute, I better dime I'm going to green you. Let's get down to business now.
Yeah.
Now I is out in the street again, waiting for the light to change.
Why don't you cross to the other side of the street?
Well, I can't till the light changes.
You've been standing there a long time. Why don't you make a run for it?
Yeah. You'd like that, because I wouldn't do it.
No.
I believe in playing safe when I crosses the street.
Yeah.
If I makes a run for it and I gets run into by automobile, I spends the next 6 months in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now remember one thing, Pat, old boy.
What?
The minute you gain might cost a year of pain. Now let me see. Where was I?
You waiting for the green light.
I was...
ain't it changed yet?
I don't know, boy. I won't know till ever the curtain goes up.
Well, if the curtain was up and the light was changed, would you cross over?
Certainly I would.
There you is.
Yeah, boy, come on. Bring that curtain down right away, quick.
Huh?
We ain't ready for the play yet.
Well, then make up your mind.
Why don't you behave and quit monkeying with the front curtain there?
Did you notice, was the light green with envy yet?
No, I didn't notice.
Did you notice, was it raining?
No, I didn't. What difference do that make?
Ah, well, I don't want to get wet when I reproaches you.
Say, listen, you...
If I pull the curtain up a little bitty bit, will you kind of squat down, peep under there and see, is it raining?
What do you care if it's raining or not?
Well, if it's raining, I gets my umbrella out of the hawk shop.
Oh, listen, Pat, old boy. It won't be real rain anyway.
Well, I don't care nothing about that. Is it gonna be wet rain?
Now, listen here, you nincompoop.
Huh?
This is only in the play. The rain is only imagination.
Boy, is that old gal in town again?
What old gal?
Maggie Mason.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about no Maggie Mason.
No.
Here I is on the street again, waiting for the light to turn green. Then you comes along. You sees me standing there.
Where has I been all this time?
Boy, you've been walking up towards me.
It's a long walk in the rain without no umbrella. Boy, I must be tired. I think I'll squatty-voo. I'm going to sit right down here.
Wait a minute, boy. You can't sit down. You ain't got nothing to sit on.
Yeah, miss. I bends in the middle.
Is you ready? Now go ahead. Stand by for the curtain. Yeah, wait a minute. What's the matter now?
Curtain fell down. The rope broke.
Well, go ahead, boy. Take it up again. We ain't gonna get through here all night. Hurry up with it.
All right.
Boy, that was quick. At last, the play starts to commence. Ho, ho, hum. Here I is, standing in the street, intervention and... waiting there for the green light to resist.
Hey, mister. Give me a dollar for a cup of coffee.
Dollar for a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Boy, you can get coffee for a nickel.
Is that so? Oh, you smart people, huh? Well, you don't need to give me the dollar, but don't stand here and tell me how to run my business. Clum clank, clumpity clank.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's all that noise?
That's pure little me reproaching. I got spikes in my shoes. I'm a shortstop.
What's the idea of the spike?
So I won't slitch down when I cross the street.
Well, why do you have to make all the noise?
Well, I got to hear myself coming, Anna.
Well, now, boy, I swear you can shoot me for a pop-eyed polecat. If you ain't the limit, I never see nothing like it.
Huh?
Bring that curtain down again here so we can recuss this here in private in the back. Now then, here we is. Now that we is alone one more time, Pat, old boy... I don't wish to be lobjeriferous.
Your face is kind of red.
Nor is I filled to the gizzard with animal's animosity toward you.
No.
But you is the dumbest nitwit that ever come down the pike.
What pike? Lincoln Highway?
Any pike, you fool.
Well, all right, then. So what?
When I asked you, with my tongue flapping to and fro right here, do it right for me just once, will you? And that will be the grand total of once, if you do it once. And please do it without that clump, clump business and all that. Now you're ready for the curtain, go ahead.
Yeah, all right, here I come without the clump, clump.
That's it. Here I is, out on the corner again. I wish the light would hurry up and change here and...
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
For crying in the last can, boy, what is the idea of all this squeak?
I changed to new pair of shoes.
Oh, yes.
Tick and Pat will be back in just a moment. It's been said that nothing succeeds like success. That's certainly true of Model Tobacco. For its early success, the result of one smoker telling another has led to its large, increasing sale today. And it is again proving its ability to win men who want to economize. You can save money with Model and gain smoking pleasure. In the first place, pipe smoking itself is the most economical of all smoking pleasures. In the second place, Model tobacco costs less than most other good tobaccos. Its 10-cent price is the measure of its economy. The way it acts in your pipe is the measure of its quality. Model tobacco, a grand smoke at any price, can increase your joy of smoking and save you a lot of money. So don't cut down on your smoking. Use Model tobacco instead. Buy one of those handy red pouches tomorrow at 10 cents and start saving with Model. And now, here Pick and Pat again.
Come on, Pat, tell us what the song is going to be tonight.
Shorty Hutt's going to sing a beautiful little bullyard entitled, "It's Easy to Pass by a Collector, but a Mortgage Must Be Met."
We thought we'd plant a flower bed. Spring flowers blue and green and red.
But something else came up instead. And now we're raising catnip.
Catnip?
Catnip.
Oh, the reason we're raising catnip. The reason we're raising catnip. The reason we're raising catnip.
To feed the pussy, Willa.
This program has been presented by the United States Tobacco Company, Rockefeller Center, New York City, the maker of many tobacco products of the highest grade, the most popular of which are known to you by such famous names as Model, Dill's Best, Old Briar, Copenhagen, Bruton, DeVoe, CC, and Red Seal. Remember, the United States Tobacco Company presents Pick and Pat each Monday at the same time. Pipe Smoking Time was produced for the United States Tobacco Company under the personal direction and supervision of Frank A. McMahon. Heard on tonight's program was the selection, "Whistle While You Work," from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Melvin Allen speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.